Good evening, everybody. I hope you're all having a lovely day so far. My name is Yusuf Wanish, and I will be your host for the next half hour on Tunis International Radio. And today is the last day of Ramadan here in Tunisia. So to some of you haven't expected to have breakfast this morning, well, this might have been kind of a disappointment, but it shouldn't be. I think we should embrace it all together and enjoy today fully, as it won't be until another year that the whole Arab world will be in harmony, synchronizing each one's own timetable according to the sun's path around the earth. And for those of you fasting, well, the challenge is almost at its end, but I hope this has been an opportunity for you to reconnect with yourself and your loved ones, and in whichever way allowed you to make the most out of this holy month. Nonetheless, let's back up a little bit and look at the past 30 days with kind of another perspective. And according to a survey conducted on 15 daytime workers from different fields in the country, productivity actually takes a rather bad shot when one doesn't have his morning coffee. So if you think about it, it does make sense, as that's the first boost of the day, taking the motorway honkings away from the equation. So after getting used to a rhythm suits to the drop of energy we've been experiencing, it's not that easy to get back on track, being a rock star at work like you used to be, and getting rid of those, "Oh, I'll do it after iftar, let me just take a nap, I can't do it with an empty stomach" phrases some of us have been repeatedly saying all months as we swallow up hours until sunset. And so today, we have on call someone who might have the right pieces of advice for you. She is a registered organizational psychologist with a special interest in career and professional development, striving to use leading-edge techniques to understand human behavior and apply principles of psychology to the world of work. She has worked with individuals at various career stages, from seasoned professionals and university graduates to even high school learners. And her main goal is to use leadership towards efficient career development. And she says individuals spend approximately 90,000 hours of their lifetime in the workplace, but what really matters is making those hours count. It is with great pleasure that I introduce to you today, on a live call from South Africa, Ms. Fiona Martin. Hello. Hi, Ms. Fiona, can you hear me?
Hello to your listeners. Yes, I can hear you.
That's great. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks, and thank you so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure. So thank you for giving us some of your time today. And so today we're talking about productivity, and the primary enemy of productivity is, of course, procrastination. So how would you define procrastination nowadays?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Yusuf, if I can just kick off in terms of what actually is procrastination and, you know, issue. So procrastination is basically the action of delaying or postponing something, normally which is a task or an activity or a goal that you have to achieve. So everyone procrastinates at some point, right? You know, there's something or the other that every single person, you know, procrastinates on. But I think when it becomes an issue is, or what I call real procrastinators, is basically people who chronically avoid tasks and are always deliberately looking for distractions. So procrastination a lot of times has to do particularly with tasks that are undesirable or tasks that we don't really like to do. That's when the rate of procrastination sort of increases. Mm-hmm. So when you find that you chronically procrastinate in various domains of your life, so at work you procrastinate, at home you procrastinate, when it comes to your exercise and your health you procrastinate, then you're probably someone who's a perpetual or a real procrastinator.
Okay.
But with other people, it's situational. So maybe generally at work you're diligent, you meet your goals, you know, at home you meet your sort of fitness activities or whatever the case may be, but maybe there's that one task you really hate. Maybe you really hate cleaning your room or washing your car. So you find when it comes to that one particular activity, you know, you procrastinate, but it's not something that is broadly applied in your life. So I think those are the two sort of differentiators I would make between someone who's a chronic procrastinator and someone who just does it, you know, within particular situations.
Okay, so would you say that you procrastinate less when it comes to activities that you actually want to do?
Yeah, so many times, you know, and I'll go into depth about this, it comes with activities that you find undesirable or are not motivated to do for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, procrastinating is not the same as delaying something. So sometimes for rational reasons, you might delay and say, look, I need to do this tomorrow, or what, you know, another priority has come up. But many times procrastinating is for irrational reasons. So basically, you know, instead of finding assignment for school or you're finishing a project for work, you find now you suddenly want to clean your house, you want to wash your car, you just want to quickly catch up on an episode, you know, of your favorite show. So you end up sort of finding, you know, distractions to almost deter you from that particular goal. And I think to your point, the reasons that people procrastinate are numerous. So not everyone procrastinates for the same reason. So, for example, sometimes people procrastinate because, you know, they feel overwhelmed by a task. So a lot of times if something that you're supposed to do is very difficult, you haven't figured out how to do it, you might find you put it off because of the negative, you know, feelings that you associate to that particular activity. And sometimes as well, you know, it's a matter of instant gratification. I think as human beings, we sort of have a present bias where we're basically hardwired to prioritize things, you know, that are short-term versus long-term. So if an assignment is due in about 2 weeks, you know, or a deadline is due in about 2 weeks or 3 months, we tend to place less value on it and kind of try and look for more instant gratification, things that are going to bring us joy or pleasure within the particular instant.
Mm-hmm. And so what would you say is the direct difference between actually delaying something, like when it comes to an assignment, for example, and actually procrastinating it because we don't want to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. So these are some of the signs that you may be procrastinating. So if you find that you regularly give in to sort of quick bursts of pleasure at the expense of your goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know you're supposed to do your work at a particular time, but you find you start giving in to, oh, let me quickly check for social media, let me quickly talk to my friends, let me go on my WhatsApp groups, you know, that type of thing. Also, if you find that you put things indefinitely, so you're always pushing something out, you know, no, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it in an hour, I'll do it, you know, in a week. So if it keeps getting pushed out indefinitely, chances are you're procrastinating. And also when you find that you're always finding distractions, so when there's time for you to do a task, suddenly you come up with, you know, five other things that you prefer or you'd rather be doing.
Right.
And also, you know, telling yourself to wait for the right mood. So I think a lot of times procrastination is not your inability to manage your mood at a particular time. So you sort of don't feel like, you know, opening your laptop and doing your work. So in essence, you're like, okay, let me wait for when I can concentrate, you know, and that's when you keep, you know, putting it off. I'll wait for the evening when it's a little bit quieter. I'll wait for when I feel like it. I'll wait for after I shower. I'll wait for, you know, so there's always like waiting for a right mood. And in essence, you know, achieving your goals of doing a particular task if it hinges on how you feel at that particular time, it's likely that you're procrastinating. And also if you believe that, you know, repeated minor delays are harmless. So procrastinators will often almost self-deceive and say, no, you know, I'll just delay it by a day. No, that's fine. It's not going to cause any harm. I'll just delay it by an hour. So if you find that you're constantly, you know, downplaying the impact of you delaying something, the chances are you're probably procrastinating.
I guess that's right, because it's actually becoming a little bit more present. It's been very looked out on when it comes to the 30 past days in Ramadan, because most people I asked were like, okay, I can't actually work on this thing until it's sundown. I can actually do it. I can actually go and eat, and then I'll have the right energy. And even though they wait until then, afterwards they actually find more excuses in order to delay those activities.
Mm.
So for those of you listening to us, that's actually procrastination. And in order to be more self-aware, what would you say are the signs that one should be looking out for when it comes to procrastination?
Yeah, I think, you know, so some of the symptoms that I've sort of mentioned, and I think for me what's important is, you know, what is the impact? Because, of course, you know, procrastination has an impact. It's not a harmless or something that doesn't, you know, sort of, you know, negatively affect you in future.
Okay.
So, listen, if you look at you know, the impact is basically, it affects the quality of your work. So a lot of times procrastinators, you know, deceive or make themselves believe that I work best under pressure. So you might have heard, you know, friends or colleagues who say, no, I work best under pressure. You know, when it's in the last 5 hours before deadlines, you know, that's when I sort of, you know, put my best hat on. But actually, there's been a couple of studies that have actually shown, you know, that people who claim to work best under pressure actually do not, and it impacts the quality of your work. I mean, logically, if you think about it, if you start doing something 2 weeks beforehand, whereas if you start doing it a day before, you obviously have more time, you're thinking more clearly. Now, working under, you know, sort of that severe pressure due to procrastinating, you're working under stress, you know, now the deadline is imminent, you're now fearing your boss, you're fearing the quality, maybe you actually realize it's going to take longer than it takes. So it actually does have an impact. And many times, procrastinators actually have a feeling of guilt associated with it. So it's not something that is harmless. Many times they sort of start, you know, beating themselves up to be like, you know, why did I have to wait this long? You know, I should have started earlier. So there's a lot of feelings of guilt, you know, that and shame and anxiety that sort of come with, you know, them having been hit or put off something. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think overall, basically, it impacts the quality of your work. And I think, you know, that's sort of, you know, the crux of it.
Okay, and but actually, some people prefer that fear-induced pressure in order to do their work because they think that if they do it before, even though they have more time to reflect on it and maybe to perfect it, maybe 2 weeks before or a month before, they don't have the same quality as if they do it a day before. So, what do you have to say about that fear-induced pressure that allows you to perfect your work?
Yeah, I mean, and you raise a good point. And as I mentioned, that when they did actually study, they found that the quality was compromised. So not in all cases. So look, you do generally have some people who feel like it's very hard for them to start something that they know will only be required, in 3 weeks ahead of time. So even if they sit and, start doing it, they'll find all sorts of distractions because in their mind, it's like, okay, this thing is only required in 3 weeks' time. So I think for me, I would say, think about the impact. It's almost like you can even do an exercise for yourself where start something, ahead of time, almost like through discipline, and then, do a same exercise where maybe a similar activity you've sort of done it the day before or, 2, 3 days before because you procrastinated, and actually see what the quality thereof, so that you almost have an indicator that actually procrastinating does impact on quality. And I think in terms of, just if I can go on, productivity too. So how do you actually avoid it? So if you're a person, it's not always a time management thing, because I think people procrastinate are lazy or they can't manage their time. It's really more an emotional or a behavioral thing. And I think if you find that you procrastinate a lot, first of all, think about the future regret. As I said, it normally comes with a lot of regret and shame and anxiety, towards that last minute. So remember the last time when you procrastinated, and then, you sort of beat yourself up and you felt bad and you felt guilty. So it's almost like go back to that. It's like, do you want to put yourself through that again? Also, I think an important thing is for someone to hold you accountable. So if you know you're someone, you can have all sorts of apps and you can even put a to-do list, but the discipline to actually do it is something that procrastinators, have. So, yes, I have my to-do list. It's all well and written, but am I actually going to sort of follow through? So have someone to hold you accountable and say, hey, so-and-so, I've got something that's due in 3 weeks' time. I typically have a habit of doing it 2 days before. Can you please, on week three, start checking up on me, making sure that I'm allocating 1 hour to it. Call me, if it's someone that you live with, make sure you confiscate my phone, switch off the TV, but make sure, please, that I'm allocating. That way you've got someone who's almost like holding your account and checking in on you to say, hey, have you done this type of thing? Also, another time, people procrastinate because of how they feel about the activity. So if it's something that's undesirable, maybe you're anxious about it, or maybe it's something that's particularly difficult to do, it's to basically break it down into smaller tasks. So that way it becomes more manageable to say, okay, fine, I don't have to solve the entire problem in one sitting. I don't have to do the entire study, or whatever, complex study in one sitting. But let me break it down into small tasks and actually rewarding yourself after each sub-task. So that way it motivates you to say, okay, the first step is to actually just gather all the information I need. That's one sub-task, reward yourself in whatever way. The second step is actually to analyze it. So if you break it down, then it makes it, this big overwhelming, less of this big overwhelming thing that you sort of have to deal with. And sometimes it has to be forced ways to, so think of your biggest distractors. What is it? Is it your phone? Is it social media? Is it TV? And how can you actually forcefully remove yourself, from, either your phone or the television when you have to do something? Because sometimes if you don't have the discipline to not switch on the TV or to sort of go on Facebook, whatever the case may be, you then have to almost find a way to say, okay, like, for example, I'll give you an example of myself. Sometimes I delete certain apps from my phone because I know I may not have the discipline to sort of, not engage with them. So for me, that sort of helps to sort of almost help me to refocus. So think of the ways that work particularly for you.
Okay. So it's all about actually being aware of yourself and aware of the type of activity that you're actually about to do. All right. So thank you so much for those valuable pieces of advice. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that was Fiona Martin on a direct call with us from South Africa. And unfortunately, that is only as much time as we have for the interview. So, Ms. Martin, do you have maybe anything else you would like to add before closure?
No, I think that's all. So I think for me, is one, find the reason that you procrastinate. Find if there's a particular activity you procrastinate. I think once you get to the bottom of that, you might actually find a viable solution.
Yeah, that's right. Amazing. Thank you so much for your time. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on air with me on the English program of Tunis International Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was great chatting to you and your listeners.
Pleasure. Great. So let's take some time to reflect about all of this and let it sink in. Taking a break with the cool vibe from American band Krungbin and their song Friday Morning.